Cast of Oppenheimer just walked out at the premiere in the UK. Walked right out off the red carpet, out of the way to support the SAG-AFTRA strike. For the first time in 60 years, the WGA and the SAG-AFTRA, if for you guys that do not know, the Writers Guild of America and the Screen Actors Guild are both on strike now for a bunch of different reasons, but this is the first time since 1960 this has happened. This has also been a long time coming. Steven Spielberg actually predicted this would happen in 2013 in an interview, saying that a bunch of $250 million movies would flop and change cinema forever. I'll kind of go into that, but welcome back to Good Film Hunting. My name is Jack. I'm the host of the show where we talk about movies, TV, comic books, and all things pop culture related. Here I am, real quick. I kind of just want to cover the. This is a big thing. There are podcasts in this industry, and there may not be some stuff for a while. There are some things in the can. Some things finished. Captain America: Winter Soldier is finished. They can't do reshoots, but it's finished. But that's not what matters right now. The thing that matters are, first of all, the writers and the actors, or most of all, both of them, obviously not like one more than the other, but the writers' strike. This is the third month in the writers' strike. The reason this is going on is pretty simple. One of the writers of Daredevil got paid $396 for writing an episode, yet they each had $25 million in their budget for each episode. Not that in particular instance, but that's the problem with Hollywood, is there are a lot of writers, there are a lot of actors that are getting underpaid, undervalued, and this has been a big problem. And this is the biggest problem, the biggest glaring issue that they're looking to get resolved. So I'll kind of go what it means for each one of them to start. Everybody in the Actors Guild of America cannot film. All the actors, they can't do anything. Some exceptions are House of Dragons. All those actors are from the UK, so technically they can film. They can still film House of Dragons. They're trying to force that out regardless. That show's going to be terrible. They have no writers. They're during the actor strike. What the hell's going on? They should not be filming. They should be, taking one for the team, taking one for the industry. I'm sure they got so many friends in the industry that are on strike right now and not getting what they deserve, including, I bet, some of the actors in that show. And here's the thing, right? Now, I'll go in this after. Second of all, the writers. Whoever is a part of that Writers Guild, whoever's credited as a writer, cannot write right now or they violate that strike. For example, Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds filming Deadpool, can't ad lib. He can't make up something on the spot because he can't write into the script, technically. Are there ways around that that they've already done? Probably. Are there going to be reshoots? Of course. The movie's not even finished. This really hurts movies that are just about to go on premiere because these actors can't do anything related to their job. The Haunted Mansion premiere isn't going to happen, right? There's going to be no one there. No one to premiere. It's so stupid. There's going to be no press junkies. There's going to be nothing. Like, actors can't do press junkies. They can't do anything related to a job. Writers can't do anything related to a job. It's total PTO, man. Not even paid time off. Just total time off from work. It's a job like any other job. And here's the thing. I understand the money part of it. There's some people that are like, well, you don't, they gotta make money. Yeah, okay, well, I'm an MBA, so I feel like I can talk about this. They got the money. Bob Iger, who I love, just accepted a 2-year extension with Disney today, and he's taking five times the salary. Yet, there's people that aren't getting. Now, I will say for him, I love him, and like, very, 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 very uncommon L, because in that same statement, he said paying the actors and writers if they want to be paid is just unrealistic. I think there's some little truth to that. And, but there's also, you just took five times the salary. And I will say, he didn't take any salary during the pandemic to give to his cast members. He's a great leader, great CEO, done everything for Disney, brought him out of the depths. But like, that's an example right there. The biggest culprit, though, is something in the middle, right? You have all these movies who are spending. The Flash is a great example. They spend all this money on a movie, mostly to get around COVID, to do stupid, extra CGI work, but you're also the VFX artists in that environment aren't getting treated right. They're being overworked and underpaid, and you're putting all this money into a movie, but not the talent of it, and then you're not reaping a profit, right? Look at all of the blockbusters that are failing this year. We have The Flash, we have Transformers. All these movies are putting so much money into this, into these movies. These movies don't need to be this expensive, man. They really don't. The movie coming out this year, The Creator, with John David Washington and Gareth, directed by Gareth Edwards, that's his name, right? That directed Rogue One. It's $100 million budget. It looks amazing. These actors aren't getting paid because the studio's not doing with their money what they should be. The prediction by Spielberg that I wanted to go into was that a bunch of $250 million, I can't speak, I just got off work. $250 million movies just would flop, and it would turn to a way of theater where it'd be like stage and Broadway, where there's less movies, more time in the theaters, and it's more expensive to go. Like, movies would be like that. So more like Broadway. If you guys have ever been to Broadway, it's really expensive to go to a show. So I hope it's not as expensive, but it would be more expensive. There'd be less movies, which makes sense. These companies aren't making money because they're funneling into movies nobody cares about. They're not marketing. There's like a ton of movies right now that aren't going to profit at the theater. It's not the same because they're focusing on streaming service, but also they're just funneling into too many things. Look at Marvel. Marvel stepping back at Star Wars today also announced that they're releasing less projects and less budget. Good. Good, man. 7 Disney Plus shows don't need to be in development. That's how you lose money. And it's not like they're only firing actors. They're just not generating revenue. Disney laid off 7,000 people, and a lot of them are in the business side. There are some in entertainment, but most of them were in the business side, laying off people that have been there for years in the management of those business, which are people that are needed. I say that because it's what I do. there's the entertainment industry has just taken a huge turn, and the Writers Guild and the Actors Guild going on strike. Solving this will be the first step in what's totally a new age for us. And, you know, Spielberg the Prophet in 2013 predicted it. I think he's right. I don't think to the same extent. I don't think, like, there's going to be less movies that are that expensive because you don't need that much money. There's movies out there that are doing more with less. I mean, like I said, The Creator's $100 million? No way, man. No way. Like, let me verify. The Creator. $86.1 million, and it looks beautiful. You have Indiana Jones spent $300 million on that movie. I think it was like $330 to be exact. You have all of these companies making big budget movies that are flopping. They don't have money to spend anywhere else. They can't maintain people. They can't maintain that production. Good. Cut it back. We need fixing. Now, I don't agree with Iger. When he says unrealistic, I think he believes it's sort of the WNBA to NBA argument, where you can't pay where you're not making revenue, and that's part of the problem. Is, okay, let's use that analogy. The NBA generates multiple times revenue than the WNBA. And the WNBA needs improvements, and it needs more pay, and it needs more accommodation. They shouldn't be on commercial airlines. You know, I shouldn't be sitting next to Brittany Griner on my flight to Phoenix. She should have her own private jet for the team. But also, they can't make $30 million a year because they don't have the revenue to do that. Like, it's just not realistic. You know what I'm saying? So I think what he's saying is that they don't have enough to pay them all equally. They don't have, which is true, but you have enough to pay them like human beings. You have enough. $396 to write a TV episode on a $25 million budget is absurd, man. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. You're not making that episode without him, without the writer. Whether you like the episode or not, you paid for a product. You got it, man. You don't buy a t-shirt decide you don't like the t-shirt, and then go back and say, I think I deserve a bit of a refund because I don't love it as much as I thought I did. You know, I'm not returning it, but it's not what I thought it was going to be. That's not how it works. So what I ultimately think is going to happen is, number one, the biggest thing, I think studios are going to have to agree to just not let AI be a thing in creativity. The huge part of this is AI, and I agree. The studios wanted, one of the big things they proposed that the guild didn't approve on for actors is they wanted to use AI to recreate, I guess to scan some extras that have been in before and use AI to recreate that as extras in the future with no likeness pay or anything. Totally deletes pay for a ton of different people, and it's just being greedy, man. And it's not like you can't get this money back. The movies were booming like never before, right before COVID. The movies are going to keep booming if you make movies with a budget that can profit, right? Insidious profited in 2 days. You can make movies that profit. If they're not $350 million, The Flash made $400 million and is going to lose $200 because of how much money they spent, man. Make cheaper movies, you don't got this problem. And it might sound stupid, like, oh, if you don't make cheaper movies, how does that even make sense? Part of that's in the budget. No, they don't profit enough because they spend $200. Here's something about movies. Estimate 2 times what it took to make that movie is how much they're spending on marketing. To be safe, to be very safe. That's very, very safe, like almost too generous. But if you're looking to find what they need to make to profit, look at the budget, times that by 2. Okay, that's what they need to profit most likely. The more profit you have, the more you can pay more people, right? The more you can operate a business, the more things you can make. It's all about the profit. The net profit. Not the gross, the net. And these movies are just, you know, there's too many big budget movies that aren't generating revenue and they can't do shit, man. And that's what's going to happen from the movie's sake. But from the guild's sake, what needs to happen is writers need to have better conditions, better pay. The studio exec that came out that said studios are waiting for actors' houses to go up and apartments to go up. So they're desperate and then they agree to it. That's terrible. That's not even human, man. It's shitty. But what's also going to happen is they're going to, you know, let them try to write something with AI only. It might make some money, like a very, very small. It's not going to profit. It's not going to do good. They're going to tank their reputation, which matters the most. So I think what's going to happen is, number one, I think they're going to be solved simultaneously. I don't think the actors will agree until the writers do. The leaders of that, I just don't think. It's the first one since 1960. Also, look at film right after 1960. It was still, you know, some of the best film ever made in the 70s. We still got good film to happen. I think that AI will be ruled out of creativity. Secret Invasion intro to start. Look at that shit. Not anymore. I think AI will be a big part of it and not letting it affect, which is good for creativity's sake, at least in the creative process of on-screen. When it comes to managing the back end and audio and like trimming, there's stuff that, you know, it can be used for. But there's going to be some heavy limitations because AI is useful, but that, you know, you don't want it to create directly. Number two, I think these guys are going to get paid more. I think people are going to get paid more. And I think the result is going to be, it's going to be a smaller industry in terms of who's allowed to be. I think Spielberg's right. I think there's going to be less actors out there. And I think that's, no, it is what it is. If that's what happens, it's what happens. It makes it more competitive, maybe. But I don't know. Number three thing to think about is streaming is bigger than ever. Streaming is the next thing. So when it comes to the theater might be different, but streaming's going to keep getting more if they keep profiting. Because what can happen is if these movies spend less on movies, then they can make more streaming stuff if they're profiting more from that. But when you're taking the $200 million net loss from your what you're putting on the theater and you just eliminate that, you have more profits from your streaming and other forms of income, then you can, you know, there'll still be jobs. So I'm not saying all the jobs are going to go away, but it's going to be more scarce. And I think that's just the truth. And I think four movies are going to have to stop making $300 million movies. Very small exceptions, Avatar, whatever. Very, very small exceptions. Indiana Jones. The next legacy sequel isn't gonna. Tron, if Tron 3 came out this year, it would be on a $250-$300 million budget. It's not gonna happen, man. Haunted Mansion was like a $200 million movie. That shit could have been less than 50. Let me check the stats on that exactly. But Haunted Mansion budget, and then we'll wrap it up. $160 million. No, that's the. Yeah, $160 million. That's insane, man. There's no way. You don't need that much money. Movies are just gonna have to cost less. And yeah, that's a big part of the industry, man. They're spending too much. And it's interesting to see what will happen, right? I think this will be solved before, I'd say, the fall. I don't see this going past Christmas at the latest. Because award shows early next spring. I think it's going to get solved quicker now that the actors are in there. Because studios think they can go do something without, a certain good writer, because not the general audience won't know. But if the general audience doesn't see Brad Pitt, Leo DiCaprio, Margot Robbie, Emma Stone, they're not gonna go. You're not gonna write off as some no names, man. That's not what's gonna happen. But yeah, it's kind of the moral of it. What's going on? So yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Let's hope it changes. Let's hope it fixes. I just want the industry to be great so I can keep doing this and watching movies and whatnot. It's fun. It's a lot of fun when I do that, you know? But thank you guys for listening. Stay up to date. Follow us at Good Film Hunting on TikTok, Good Film Hunting Podcast on Instagram. And you guys have a great rest of your day.